This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
It's time for the Josie Show. Tonight, our second anniversary and 100th episode, with special appearances by Brenda Best, Susie McIntyre, Celeste Kellogg, Skylar Jett, Espenice Newton, Madonna Nash, Diana Corcoran, Courtney Darwin, Skylar, Scott Isabel, Jesse Bryant, Marissa Lander, Nick Pinocchio, Gary Michaels, Devin Horsey, Chelsea Ray, the Sierras, the Ivy Tyler Project, Justin the Mystifier, Stephen Rummy, and Rick Cuevas, with new music from Brenda Best, Susie McIntyre, Diana Corcoran, Courtney Darwin, Skylar, and Rick Cuevas. I'm Alan Firestone, the Tina Passantino will be here all night. And now here's the host of your show, Josie Passantino.
Hey, Josie, this is Brenda Best in Nashville, Tennessee. Congratulations on your 100th episode. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Passantino is playing that song.
Hello, everybody.
Hey,
Hello?
It's Alan, your producer.
Oh, hey, Alan. Hey, I'm a little confused. I got a surprise voice message from Brenda Best there that I heard, and I thought that was amazing. We love Brenda. And then I didn't know what was going on, so I just kept quiet. What's going on?
Well, she got the new jingle for us, and we'll be using that every week.
Sweet, sweet. That's awesome. Thank you, Brenda.
Yay. You've come a long way in 2 years since you were tied to a chair and doing a show from the bathroom.
It's true. I came a very long ways. I like it. I think we're grooving. We're doing good.
And we already have callers waiting, so let's get the party going.
I know, but first I got to talk a little bit about what we are going to be doing. Everyone, welcome to our 100th episode and our second year anniversary show. Super excited you guys are joining us. Let's start out by talking about some of the things tonight. We have an open format, which basically means that I'm going to just basically, I could say whatever I want. It's going to be completely random. And we'll have many messages from former guests to hear tonight. And we'll also have some great music that was sent to us to play tonight and many, many, many former guests calling in, as Alan mentioned. And a fun eBay segment, since that is how we got started with segments on our show. All right. Okie dokie. Hello?
What's going on? Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Scott Isabel, and I just wanted to call in and congratulate Josie on her 100th episode and for being on the air for 2 years. It really is an incredible show, and, you know, I'm really honored and blessed to have been part of it and to continue to be a part of it. I really had an incredible time being on air with Savannah Ullin and our funny and odd and awkward questions that were asked. You might actually hear from me tonight live. I always kind of pop in and out. So congratulations again, Josie, and keep up the good work. Peace.
Hey, Josie, I have a special surprise for you. I want to pop in here really quick. I realize you're still in your intro, but you have got a special caller that I'm dying to have you talk to. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I just hope everyone realizes that I'm clueless today during the show.
We didn't fill Josie in. We're just kind
really
of doing
we
this.
Didn't.
You did that on purpose.
We're just kind of doing this to her tonight.
All right. So if I'm completely stumbled and don't know what to say, then you guys will know why. So
no
you lead us. You
knows what's going on.
All right, Alan, I have got a special caller I'm going to put on, so hang on the line here, everybody. Hey, caller, are you there?
Yep.
Woohoo! Say hi to Josie.
Hi, Josie.
Josie,
hey,
Scott.
Do you know who this is?
Yeah, I have a feeling. Is this Scott, is that?
Yep.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, just chilling. Congratulations on 2 years. 2 years.
2 years. Woohoo! Thank you.
Wait, three years?
2 years.
2 years. Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's incredible.
It's been 2 years.
That's every Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's super cool that you took time to call us. We just got to hear your message. So what's up with you? I want an update. What you got going on?
I've been crazy. I honestly have no social life anymore. I've been rehearsing. I'm in the live East Coast version of the live stage version of A Christmas Carol. So I'm acting in that. I'm playing the Ghost of Christmas Present as well as Mr. Jonesberry, who is one of the solicitors throughout the play. And I'm working on some new music as well. And we're in the works on working on a music video for a new song of mine that's supposed to be released later this fall onto iTunes. So.
Sweet. Well,
yeah.
Big congrats. You are busy. You're constantly
I'm trying.
I love you. You're keeping busy. Well, big congrats to everything that you're doing.
You too. How is all your music coming along?
It's going pretty good. We're kind of in the, I've been working on the songwriting, and we're done with that now, but now we're on the melodies part, which is very interesting. So I'm very excited to see how everything turns out.
Yeah, the melody part is hard.
It is, but I have such amazing people working on it for me because I'm completely clueless when it comes to that, so it's all good.
That's still fine.
Well, Scott, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and calling us. Thank you.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity so far to be on the show, and I hope to be on again very soon. I don't want to clog up the airtime on this episode, because it's about you this episode, not about me. But on another show in the future, I'd love to go over the time limit. So
I agree. We have to definitely get you back on, and it's no problem at all. I'm so glad you called in.
All right. Thank you very much, and congratulations. Keep up the good work, and I hope you do another 20 or 30 years of your show.
I will definitely try. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Woohoo.
Bye.
Yeah, that was Scott Isbell. Thank
you,
Scott.
We got another caller, and she can't stay long, so I'm going to put her right on. But you have to guess who she is, and you shouldn't have any problem. Okay. Let's just get her on here. And caller, are you there from Tennessee?
Hello? Is it me that's on right now?
It's you.
Yes, is this Chelsea Ray?
It sure is.
Oh, my gosh, how are you?
I'm real good. How are you? I am real crunched for time, but I definitely wanted to call in and say congratulations, and I'm really proud of you for, you're so young, and the fact that you're kicking butt at what you're doing is very cool, and your show is a lot better than most, and so that's pretty awesome for as young as you are, and I just hope you keep going with it, and congratulations on 100 episodes as well as 2 years. That's great.
Wait a minute.
Thank you so much for taking the time to call us. And you're being
of course.
Careful.
You've done so much for me.
I love that.
Thank you so much,
and you're just amazing. I think you're awesome.
Now, Chelsea, before you go calling her young, I heard about you and Josie together in Nashville. So don't be calling her young.
What you mean?
We had a blast in Nashville.
We did. We didn't even get to cut loose. It could have gotten crazy.
From what I hear,
right?
You're like a couple of 12-year-olds hanging out having a pajama party.
There was no.
Love it.
Well, I'm not even going to say that because that's going to get weird. But anyway, yeah, we had a lot of fun. Everyone kept their clothes on. No one worry.
Yeah, don't worry. And it was awesome. You could see, like, the pictures and stuff. I think I have them on Twitter. And it was fun. We have one where it looks like I'm going to eat you. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's funny. It is very funny. Well, I don't want to keep you, from what you're doing, so thank you so much for calling in, and we love you, Chelsea.
Well, I love y'all, too. You've done a lot for me. I really, really appreciate it, and good luck. Cheers to more episodes or, furthering yourself in the business. I know that you're doing a lot to grow yourself, so don't hold back.
Thank you so much, and I will talk to you soon because that's what we do.
That is what we do. All right, I love y'all. Have a good night.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
Bye.
And, Josie, we have one more caller right now who's calling.
Got another caller.
All right. I wonder who this is going to be.
This is an expensive call, so we want to get her on so we're not running up her phone bill because she's calling from Europe. So here we go.
All right.
Wait. And she's on. Up in the morning to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the Josie Show. Love to all your listeners, too.
Guess who's Josie?
Oh, my gosh, that is awesome. And this is so Maggie. How are you?
Not too bad at all. Listen, happy second birthday, and 100th
yes.
show. Congratulations. Sorry about my pathetic impression of Marilyn Monroe.
Thank you. Thank
it's
you for coming in.
Away. What is the go with here? What the heck? Sure, it's party time, isn't it, folks? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? What's been going on with
I'm
you?
I'm fine. I'm everything's going great here. I've released my new song, 52 Acres of Barley, and it's out next week on Sky's Hot Country. The video will be available then. I actually got a chance not only to write it, perform it, screenplay it, and co-direct. It's a first for me, so it was a brilliant experience.
Sweet. I think you're just so amazing, and you have such great things coming on, going down. And I think you're amazing, Maggie, and I'm so glad that you called in. I mean, I know it's like late or early for you.
I had to throw lots of water on me and get a big, strong cup of coffee. But I'm really glad to be talking to you. I really am, indeed. And congratulations, because you've done a brilliant job. It's fantastic for someone so young.
Thank you.
You're so talented, and you have your own stuff out as well. It's just great. That's what we need to see. A girl power!
Exactly. Well, but
right,
I think that's awesome.
You're a young girl.
Amazing. I know.
I know too. Everybody else knows you're a very sexy young girl as well.
Well, you're just so sweet. Thank you so much for calling in and talking with me for a bit. And thank you so much.
It's all the very best, Josie. Have a great night, okay?
Oh, thank you. You too.
Take care of yourself and have a great party. Bye. Bye, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. Awesome.
You want
Maggie
another
caller? Young. Oh, wait, what's going on?
You want another caller now?
Hold on one second, real quick, unless one's an emergency that we need to get on. Okay, all right. I'm getting yes to my producer.
We're getting a signal.
All right, so who should we, what's going on?
So, Alan, we have got a super wonderful caller on the phone, a huge, huge inspiration to Josie.
Oh.
So I wanted to go ahead and get the caller on here really quick, so hang on just one second, Josie.
Okay.
Here we go. Caller, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Josie. This is Skylar.
Hey,
Jeff.
Is this Skylar?
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm great. Congratulations to you. I mean, your listeners got to be just ecstatic like I am. And we're so proud of you. You are definitely a model for all young people. And I want your listeners to tell every one of their friends, please get on Facebook or whatever you do and tell 10 of your friends each day to get ready for Josie's show. She's about to be a huge star, and I support you all the way.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so, so much, and I think you're amazing, and I got to put a plug out there for your show, Blog Talk Radio. I want everyone to know it. It's Solutions.
Solutions Now
Yeah,
Radio.
Can you tell everyone how they could listen to your show?
Yes, every Tuesday at 7:30 Eastern, Solutions Now Radio, Blog Talk Radio. Please listen in. It's all positive talk. We don't talk about any negative things. It's just like Josie's show. It's all about the good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So make sure you guys listen.
Are you having a fabulous day?
Oh, wait. Sorry. What'd you say? Sorry.
Are you having a fabulous day?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm just amazed by everyone calling in and, you know, you're taking the time out of your day to call me. I think that's awesome. Thank you.
Well, I couldn't wait. I mean, you're such a wonderful young person and with great
Thank
ideas
you.
And you're giving everybody some love and light. I mean, that's what we have to give back to you. And so that's why this day has come, you know, and congratulations on 2 years worth of just amazing interviews with people and shining light on positive people.
Thank you so much. And we love you. And I you know what? We need to meet up again because we had such a blast in Nashville. And we got to get together, me, Malia, Denise, and Lenore, and Michelle. I love you guys.
We love you, too.
Fun.
And, yeah, we definitely have to get together. And I don't know if everybody knows, but you have a new singing career that started.
On the horizon, yes. We're definitely figuring it out because singing has always been a passion of mine, and you inspired me to get going on that. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited to starting that.
We're excited to hear what your new music is going to be like. Can you tell us what style of music it's going to be?
Yeah, it's going to be country.
Okay.
Country.
Okay. All right, now.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Good with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? I have to do. It's on my bucket list. I need to sing with you, Skylar. We have to.
Well, let's make that happen.
I agree. Let's do that.
Let's make it happen. This is wonderful. Well,
awesome.
I have some new music. I have some new music that's going to be coming out real soon. And as you know, my music centers around social conscious music and for the young people to change lyrics and start
mm-hmm.
talking about positivity and community.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so excited to hear your new stuff and check everything out.
Yes, well, you know, people can go to my website, SkylarJett.com, SkylerJett.com, and hear some social conscious music. And you can check out some of my videos and what I do about help. You know, my music is to help the community. It's not about myself. So
definitely.
That's
what we love about you. And you have a song for homelessness that you did for Lenore and. Also one for cancer survivors that I want everyone to check out. These two great songs that you do, they're amazing.
Thank you so much. Yes, and at some time, yeah, hopefully you get to play them and listen.
Oh, yeah.
I want to turn it over to you. I know you got a lot of people that want to call you, and I just want to send you so much love. And we support you, and we're always here for you. Okay.
Thank you so much, and we love you, Skylar, and you can come anytime.
And send love to your family. Send love to your family.
Oh, will do. Thank you so much, Skylar.
All right, congratulations. Okay, enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Bye-bye.
Bye. Awesome. That was Skylar.
Hey, Jeff. This is Susie McIntyre. I just wanted to say hi. And thank you for what you're doing. We're having a wonderful fall season, very, very busy. It's already September. I cannot believe it. We've got a wedding coming up pretty soon. A lady that has been our neighbor for a few years, her son is getting married. We're going down to Triple Cross Cowboy Church in Granbury, Texas on Sunday. Then we fly out and go to the Great Northwest, back to Washington and then to Pendleton, Oregon, for the roundup there on September 13th. Then we will be in Toppenish, Washington on the 18th for a concert, and we're very busy booking Christmas shows and going to different places. So I just wanted to stop for a few minutes in our busy schedule and say hi and thank you for all that you're doing. Talk to you later. Bye.
That was Susie McIntyre, who took time to leave us an amazing voice message for our anniversary show. Thank you, Susie. She was a past guest a while ago. We have to get her back on for an update. We definitely have to do that. But now, where did I leave off? Because I'm so confused right now. I want to mention my other show, Josie's Hard Country, which is on the Southern Star Network. And you could still catch it at www.thesouthernstar.org. You just have to click on the Josie's Hard Country tab at the top and enjoy. Tonight, I spoke with the amazing singer and songwriter, Rob Skaggs. Which was awesome. So please make sure you check it out. If you missed it, it'll be up on demand on the site all week long. So get it done. Check it out. It's awesome. And awesome. Oh, and I want to mention that the Josie Show, we all want to thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for casting your nomination votes for us for the 2011 Podcast Awards. I believe that they're going to announce the nominations tomorrow, so fingers crossed. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Hopefully we're nominated. That'd be awesome. And our good show friend Courtney Darwin has her latest album available on iTunes called Born to Love. She's just so fantastic, so please make sure that you pick that up, and hopefully she will call in tonight and chat with us. And I know that we have a couple of her great songs here tonight to play as well. So now I want to, throughout the day, I'm going to read down a list of past guests that we had. We've had so many past guests. So let me start here. We had, from the beginning, we had Katie Cook from CMT. CMT is the Singing Bee guest, Steve Dorff, Scotty Cormos, Bobby Tomlin, Storm Lee, and Tony Love, and actress Courtney Merritt from the CMT show Working Class, and Skylar Jett, which we got to hear because he called in. He's the former lead singer of the Commodores, and Susie McIntyre, who you also got to hear, country and gospel singer, and actress Jillian Barbary, Whitney Duncan, who's a phenomenal country singer, Nicole Anderson, a Disney star from the TV series Jonas and the movie Mean Girls 2, Celeste Kellogg, Mallory Hope, Brian Cole, Savannah Ewan, Emma Jacob, Chelsea Ray, Ashley Ray, Laura Brenna, Arel, the Ryan Tyler Band, Danica Holmes, and Alyssa Simmons. So we're gonna name off them throughout the night a few more. So yeah. Now should we?
Hey Josie, it's Haley. I just wanted to wish you a happy second year anniversary. I'm so sorry that I couldn't be there to call in live, but I really hope you have a great show, and congratulations. I'm so happy for you. And yeah, I can't wait to come on your show, hopefully soon. Okay, bye girl.
Oh, that's awesome. That was Haley Burt.
Yes, we have got we've got a couple callers. They've been holding on here for a little while. You've got a couple of your listeners that wanted to say hello to you really quick. So the first one is a secret admirer of yours.
You've got to have the
secret admirer.
Let's get her on the line. Ooh, get her on.
Hello, secret admirer. My
secret admirer.
Hey, Josie. Hi. Hey, Josie. You know who this is?
Who is this? Dad, maybe?
No, try again. You have to give me three guesses, then I'll tell you who I am.
Malia?
No, that's two. One more.
I feel awful now. Janina?
No, you're not thinking north enough.
Oh, my God. Well, I have my three guesses. Who is this?
It's Deb from Canada.
Hey!
That was your first guess.
Yeah, that was my first guess. Hey!
She's messing with you.
Hey, now. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm doing
congrats
fabulous.
Congrats on 2 years?
Oh, yeah. 2 years. 2 years. 2 years. I think it's awesome that you called in.
Well, I couldn't let your 2 years go past and not call in, Josie. Come on now.
I know, right? Come on. Exactly. It should have been on everyone's calendars, people.
Exactly. We're just rightly it should.
Exactly, exactly. So how are you?
And Danielle's
out of
town, but she said to say hey.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, hi. It's awesome to finally get to hear your voice.
So do I sound crazily Canadian?
You sound amazing. Love it.
I don't sound all Canucky, huh?
It's amazing. It's amazing. I love the accents. You can't go wrong with that, with an accent. That's what I think.
Exactly. And you got a nice one, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I think this is so cool that we get to talk, because I've talked to you for a while on Facebook and in the chat room, so it's cool that you finally get to call in. I like it.
Exactly. You figure 2 years, we got to, you know, make a momentum of it.
We have to, and this is going to be archived so people could hear your wonderful voice every time they come to the site.
Oh, lovely. Scare them away, why don't we?
Oh, psh, come on now, come on now. But thank you so, so much, Deb, for calling in. I think you're awesome, and please continue to listen to the show, and I'll try to make you laugh, hopefully.
I usually achieve it.
Oh, thank you. Good. Good. I'm glad. I'm glad. I'm glad.
Okay, well, let's get on to the next caller and the rest of the party.
All right. Party with us. Stay in the chat room.
Definitely. Okay.
Sweet.
Bye, Debbie. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Awesome, awesome. That was Deb. Sweet.
That was Deb. Very sweet. And we have got another. Let me see if I can find her here. Yes, we have got a caller for you. You know, we have got a lot of guests that you've had on several times, and this particular guest you have talked to probably almost as much, if not the same amount, as Chelsea Ray. So you have got a caller here who I know that you absolutely love and adore. So I'm going to get her on the line. Here we go. See if I can get her. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Awesome. Ooh. Josie, you are on the line.
Hi.
Hey, Josie, congratulations on your second anniversary and 100th episode.
Thank you. Is this Celeste?
Yes.
Oh, hey, how are you?
How are you?
I am doing fabulous now that I get to talk to you, because you're awesome like that.
Me too.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. But so I want an update. What have you been up to? What have you been up to?
Last time we talked, I just finished filming the Look music video, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
The Look is going to premiere in Nashville on November 3rd. We're going to have, like, this little premiere party thing. And it'll be at the Gibson Showroom. So I'm very excited about that. And then iHeartRadio has selected me as an artist to watch this month, so you can go on your local iHeartRadio station and request the Look.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's awesome. So
yes.
Please do that, people.
Yes, please. Please request the Look.
Please do it. Please. Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah.
I have a bunch of dates coming up this fall and winter that I'm going to be performing at, and including the Chicago Parade, which hopefully I will see you there.
Oh, yes. I am going to be there screaming my head off.
Don't scream your head off. You need your head for your show.
That's true. That's true. I'm so excited.
Yes, you need your voice, too, so don't scream too loudly.
That is true, but I will scream just enough so you could hear me. How about that?
Okay. Okay, and then we have to have our pogo stick teaching session. Okay.
All right, and you know, you might have seen Alan's post, but you need to teach me how to pogo without hurting myself, okay?
Okay. We'll start out with that. I don't know, maybe we could, like, get helmets and stuff like that. And
oh, yeah, elbow pads, knee pads.
We could get cams, too, so we can, like, film the whole experience.
Hey guys,
I
found an old Kellogg's jingle that was done by the Monkees in 1967, and I just gotta play a bit of it.
Oh dear goodness! Very cool.
Kellogg's, best to you.
I love it. I
yeah,
love
how
it.
How could she remember that? She's not old enough.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, neither one of you.
Tony Tiger, Generation is all. It's great.
Great.
I could see you two sitting there playing video games already.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, it's true.
Yes. Josie, are you excited to be doing this for 2 years?
I am, and I'm hoping to do it many, many more years. Hopefully, so I can keep getting you back on.
I know you'll do it for a long time because you're just so awesome at it.
Oh, thank you. And I am just beyond excited that I am finally going to get to meet you in person because we've talked so long on Twitter and Facebook. It's about time.
I know. I agree. So I'm very excited to see you. Wow.
We're going to take tons of pictures and videos. We got to.
Yeah. How cold is Chicago in November?
It should be good.
Probably about in the 40s and 50s.
Around the 40s, 40s and 50s.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Right, not that bad.
No,
that bad.
I was expecting, like 13 degrees or something like that.
Oh, goodness, I hope not.
No,
it should be good.
Okay, cool.
Sweet.
Well, I'll let you go and get to talk to some other guests. But thank you so much for having me on all the shows you've had me on. I always enjoy talking to you.
Oh, me too. I'd love to have you back anytime, even if it's just to say hi. I think you're amazing, and definitely come back anytime.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much, Josie.
Thank you. We love you, Celeste.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that was Celeste Kellab, who we just adore. Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you have a listener that has been waiting and waiting to talk to you. She's been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Listener.
So we got to get her on so that the poor thing doesn't run up all of her minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not cool. Come on.
So here we go. This is Janina, who was a listener way back when you first started.
Yes,
so
way back when.
That's
when
right.
I
let's bring her on. Hello, Janina. You're on the line.
Janina.
Hi, Josie.
Hi. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty fantastic. I get to talk to you. What's up?
Nothing much. Just calling to congratulate you with your second anniversary.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. I think you're awesome because you've supported me from the beginning when I was that 14-year-old that was clueless all the way till now. So thank you for staying with me.
You're welcome.
I think you're awesome.
Yeah, you're awesome too.
Well, thank you. And I'm so glad that you're tuning in, and I hope you keep listening, okay? Stay in the chat room.
All right, I will.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Janina, so much. You're awesome.
You're welcome.
Bye! Bye, Janina. Woo! Yeah! Love her.
Hi, Josie. This is Mark Regula from Ivory Tower Project over in Queens, New York, calling to wish you a happy second-year anniversary and congratulations on your 100th episode celebration. Wishing you many more. Keep rocking.
Yeah, and we will definitely rock. That's awesome. Thank you, Mark, from the Ivory Tower Project. Yeah! Sweet.
That was great.
So do we have any more callers, or should we start playing songs, or I don't know?
We are going to do some more callers here in just a second,
but
what I would really like to get on, and I'm digging for it here, is we have got
a song from Diana Corcoran. Are we going to play that one?
That is definitely what I am trying to find.
That's
here.
What you're trying to find. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it queued up.
It is fantastic. All right, so Diana,
here's your damn song.
So Diana Corcoran sent us a song to play tonight. We're going to play that while I go ahead and see if I can't get some more callers here on the line. So thank you, everybody, who's having fun in the chat room. I'm sorry if we're slightly neglecting the chat room, but, you know, our hands are all kind of running all over the place right now. So we will keep checking in as best as we can. But for right now, here's Diana Corcoran, and she has named her song.
Here's your damn song.
So here it is.
I love this.
Here you are in front of me, telling me I'm not country. tree. Who are you to tell me who I am? Well, I'm here to prove to you I'm gonna make it up to you and show you that I understand. So if you want me to write about a pregnant lady who's already got too many babies, the guy down the road who drinks too much, beats his wife and falls in love with a double D cup, interrupts each rock, living it down and then living it up on the farm. Whoa, whoa, oh, well, here's your dance song. Here's your Josie Doe. Here's all the things that your grandma knows. Here's your boots, scoots, and honky tonk.
Nick Finocchio here. I wanted to wish you all a very happy second year anniversary and 100th episode celebration. Hope you're doing well, and I'll talk to you all soon. Have a great night.
Yeah, Nick Finocchio. We haven't had him on for a long time. We've got to do an update with him and see what new stuff he's got going. But I want to mention before anything else happens, there was a lovely text that we received at our contact line, which was just phenomenal. It's from a longtime fan and supporter of the Josie Show since the beginning, Caitlin, who is in the chat room, Reba fan for forever. She says, "Congrats, Josie, on your 100th episode. I hope to listen in for as long as I can, and I'm a huge fan. Love ya." Well, thank you so much, Caitlin, for always constantly tuning in, and keeping up with my craziness and my funniness all at the same time. Thank you so much, and keep listening. We got some fun stuff happening. Should we go with the Josie Show facts? What shall
we? We actually have a caller, and we're going to really quick here. So
I like callers.
Hang on
the
line.
Yay!
Hello, caller, are you there? Hello, Steven?
Hey, Josie. Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you now. Hey, Steven.
Awesome.
Hey,
Josie. How are you doing, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantabulous. I've been fantabulous all day, all thanks to you.
I hope I made your day much brighter.
Say what?
I hope I made your day much brighter.
Oh, yes, you did. You always do. I just wanted to call in and say congratulations on 2 beeping years in the air, which is a fantastic thing to do. And 100 episodes, man, that's, like, insane right there.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But I want you to just give a little bit of an update and just tell everyone about your show, because I think your show is amazing. And I want to spread the news.
Well, thank you, Josie. And I am Stephen Rummy, as you guys didn't know that already. So my show basically is a countdown show. We're having a new show come out this month called Positive Country Music. And we have every day on our YouTube channel, we release new shows and videos and just a whole bunch of crap on the YouTube channel. Great time. And then, on top of that, we also have interviews with you guys, and that's one of the biggest honors that I could have ever had, is to work with you and the Josie Show and do interviews and everything like that. So.
Well, it's a highlight for me, and it's so much fun, and we have to do many, many more. So everyone, keep a lookout for that, because there will be many more.
Now they have to contact us and, like, you know, set it out because we're fun.
Yeah.
We know how to rock out. So.
Oh, yeah. So everyone, please check out Stephen Rummy and his amazing stuff going on. And please do that. And I think what you're doing is great, Stephen. You know I support you.
Well, thank you. And also, just a little extra thing. I'll let you go as soon as I say this, but it's a true honor to be your boyfriend, and I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. And I think the first time that we even made that public was during an interview that we did as a conjoint interview. I think it was during the Lauren Rainey interview.
Yeah, that was Lauren Elena, the girl who hosted the entire Rascal Flatts tour.
That was awesome.
That was a great interview, yeah.
It was. We've had so many great interviews, and we definitely do have more, so that's just a little hint for everyone.
Yeah, now Candace Orlandi should be listening in tonight as well, and she was the girl who hooked us up with Stephen Barker Lyles, the very first interview we've ever done.
Yeah, from Love and Theft.
That was
such a great interview. Yeah, that was great.
While Steven's on the phone, we might as well play the message he left.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, I think you guys can do that. Jose, what's going on, baby? Congratulations on 2 years, 100 episodes of your show, The Josie Show. You do a great job every single week, and I couldn't be more proud of you. Happy anniversary on The Josie Show once again, and as if you guys didn't know this already, I am Stephen Rummy, and you can check me out at top5gonewild.com. Happy anniversary, and I will talk to you later.
That is beyond the cutest thing ever. I love it. I love it.
Well, of course I do.
And Stephen, I actually we have some more callers, but please keep tuning in.
Have fun, have a great night, and I will, like I said in the message, talk to you later.
All right. I love it. Bye. Yeah, that was Stephen Rummy from Top 5 Gone Wild. I got the thumbs up. Let's make sure you're unmuted. What are we going to do? We already messaged the we actually have a checklist on here because it's just going to be such a crazy night, and I want to make sure I get everything. Wait.
Hi, Josie. It's Anthony here from the Sierras. Sorry we couldn't be there with you tonight, but congratulations on your 100th show. We're just gigging tonight, so we're keeping it rocking, keeping the country. Again, congratulations on your 100th show, and it's a great show. So God bless you, and goodbye.
Oh, well, thank you so, so much. The Sierras, we love them. They're amazing. They were actually recent guests of ours, so very, very cool. And now I want to mention some Josie Show facts with you guys now that you guys might not know. But here we go. I'm just going to name out a few, and then we'll just do these throughout the show. Did you guys know that the very first episode with guest Katie Cook from CMT was done entirely from a bathroom because it had better phone reception? It's true. It is true. The second one, the next fun fact that you guys might not know, that because of the crazy thing that I did from the bathroom, it was done entirely from the bathroom for a while because of the phone reception, for a joke, I have signed autographed toilet paper. It's true. That's just how amazing I am. Next one, Josie originally, I originally, I'm talking in third person now, originally did the show because I thought it was a fun and interesting hobby. But by the 25th episode, my guest had convinced her that it was the thing that I should be doing. So it is the guest that, you know, really inspired me to really push forward and do this as a career, and that's why I'm loving it. I'm loving what I'm doing, and thank you guys so much for encouraging me to do it. And the next one, The Josie Show has had over 130 individual guests, from musicians to actors to educators to doctors to producers. It's true, 130 guests, individual guests. That's amazing. You know, I can't even believe that it started out where I was having trouble finding any guests to now I'm getting so many guests, and it's just amazing. And then also, Josie Show listeners come from all over the world, with chat room participants from the U.S., Canada, Mexico, England, Scotland, Ireland, France, Germany, South Africa, Egypt, Colombia, Australia, New Zealand, the Netherlands, the Philippines, and Japan. I love that. That's so cool. Worldwide, baby. So much fun. So much fun. Let's see. Okay, we're going to take callers now. Yay! I love it. Callers.
Yes, we have got some callers on the line. We have two people here that we want to get to. First, we have got Miss Denise Newton. Let's get her on the air. Give me just 1 second here so I can make sure that I don't double this up and get 12 people on the air. Okay, there we go.
That'd
Denise, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing great.
That is amazing. Well, I certainly wanted to call in and congratulate you on your 100 episodes and your 2 years on the air. Josie, you are doing a phenomenal job, and I can tell you that as a young individual, you are certainly a trailblazer already at such a young age, and you are whether you desire or aspire to be a role model, you are already that. And I can tell you that you're walking in it very strongly, and I just love your spirit. I love what you're doing. It was just such an amazing thing to meet you and your family in Nashville this summer. And I just want to just encourage you to keep on doing what you do, sweetheart, because you are making a difference. And I feel very honored and very blessed to have had the opportunity to meet you and say, hey, I know Josie Pasentino personally, so I want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much, and I'm just honored to have been on your show, Solutions, you and Skylar, and as I mentioned to Skylar, we had so much fun in Nashville. We got to do it again.
Oh, we must. It's got to go on the to-do list, but I know you got a ton of people waiting to talk to you. I just wanted to call in and give you, you know, my love and my support and let you know that I'm looking forward to being a guest on your show in the future, and
yes.
You just keep being Josie because it's very effective.
Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to having you as a guest on the show soon, and thank you so much for supporting my music and my show and everything. Thank you.
Oh, much love to you. Have a good show.
Love ya. Thank
you. Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Yay. That was Miss Denise Newton, who we adore. And we love her, so.
And Josie, we have got someone who took some time out of their studio recording a little bit here to call in and talk to you. We've got a couple of callers on the line I want to get to. First, let's go ahead and get this guest on.
Yeah.
We are lucky enough to have Miss Madonna Nash call in. So hold on 1 second. Here we go. Let me go ahead and do her mic. Madonna, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. I am doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to talk to you. It's been a really long time.
I know. I'm so excited to be talking with you. What have you been up to? I need updates.
Oh, girl, everything. Let's see. You name it, I've been doing it. I'm actually on the road. We were supposed to be in the studio today, but I'm on the road right now in my car driving back to Nashville. And we got some studio time lined up and a couple shows at Tootsie's and things downtown in Nashville. And then we're going to start our radio tour, so I'm so excited.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is amazing. And, you know, I think that's so cool that you took time to call and say hey.
Of course I would. Why wouldn't I? You're Josie. You're awesome.
You're awesome, and I am just such a big fan of yours, and we need to get you back on when you're available.
I know. Well, you know, I will always take out time for you.
Well, thank you so, so much, and I love you so, so much. I think you're just incredible, and you're awesome.
Oh, was that a big kiss? I love it. I love it. That's awesome.
That's cute.
So how excited are you? Your 100th show, right?
Yes, I'm super, super excited because I've just had so many wonderful guests like yourself on. I can't believe that, you know, everyone is tuning in and calling in. I think that's so cool.
Well, you're doing a really good job. You're doing a really good thing for country music. So we really all appreciate it. And your fans really love it. And they talk really, really good about you. When I see it all on Twitter, you know, I'm like, I know her. I know that Josie.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. Thank you so,
yeah, so
much.
Yeah,
so
I'm in my car right now. Right, literally, what are we, about 3 hours away from Nashville? Yes.
Oh, man. I wish I was in Nashville right now.
Have you ever been?
Yes, I have. Maybe about, like, a year ago, was it, or something? I was down there for business, and we got to see the Grand Ole Opry, and we got to see everything. It was so much fun. We got to be back there.
Very
there.
Cool. Did you go to the Country Music Hall of Fame?
Oh, we didn't. We weren't able to.
Well, you know, you have to. My great-great-uncle, his name is Connie Begay, and he was the founding president of the Country Music Association.
Oh, yes. I know.
Yes.
But last time we talked, you told me that, and I was like, wow.
Yes, but they have a big old plaque of his big old face at the Country Music Hall of Fame. So you got to go check it out next time.
Okay, I have to check it out, and I'll just be like, hey, I know who this is.
Hey, old
hey, Josie,
man.
I have a question from the doc.
Oh,
go ahead.
What happened?
My question is, have you ever done a radio interview while driving before?
I have, yeah. I would love to say this is my first radio interview while driving, but it's not. But this is the funnest radio interview while driving.
Ever.
And the most exciting because it's the 100th.
And I got to say, if you're not following Madonna on Twitter, she is hilarious. You got to follow her.
Oh, yay. It's twitter.com at Madonna Nash.
Just ignore all
do
the
it,
flirting me
it.
And Justin the Mystifier do with her. Just ignore that completely.
I'm absolutely addicted to Twitter. Josie, are you addicted to Twitter?
I am. I even have it on my phone. So bad.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It's
I check
so
it
bad.
Like every 5 minutes.
Me too. Me too. Well, I like to talk to my peeps, you know. I like to talk.
Yeah. I know. Fun.
I love it. Well, thank you so, so much. I don't want to keep you away from your, you know, what you're doing. So thank you so, so much for taking the time and calling in.
Absolutely. Anytime. And you know what? We're really proud of you, and you're doing a great job. So you keep it up, girl, okay?
You too. Keep doing what you're doing. Do your
yes,
thing.
Yes, I am. We'll do it. Oh, and you know what? Tell Stephen hello. I just found out that you guys were dating. I mean, what's up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Cat's out of the bag. But yeah, Spirit is awesome.
Oh, well, good for you, girl.
Well, thank you so much, and we love you, and come back anytime.
All right. Have a great night, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. That was the wonderful Madonna Nash. Ooh. Call time.
Hi, Josie. This is Phil and Joanne from Seven Horses, and we wanted to wish you a very happy anniversary and many more, and congratulations on your 100-episode celebration. All the best, and we're looking forward to being a guest again on your show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Sweet. Thank you so, so much for for leaving a voice message, Seven Horses. Woo-hoo!
And Josie, we are super lucky because we have one of your former guests got off stage just a few minutes ago.
Really?
And she ran outside to the back so that she could give you a call. We love her. She always does this for us. So let's go ahead and get on Miss Brenda Best. Brenda, are you there?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I am. And yes, I snuck out the back alley. I feel like an alley cat tonight, but they're still singing, and I'll get back to them in a bit. But I listen. I had to take the time out to say congratulations, girl. Man, you've worked hard. And when I read all the history of how you got started, I'm always blown away by that. And I just thought to call you. I love you, Josie. And you got a great show, and I'm glad to be part of that every once in a while, calling in, and you had me on before. Thanks for that.
Thank you so much, Brenda. We love you, and we, you know what? Thank you so much for just taking the time to call in.
Well, girl, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Josie, Brenda gave us a gift, too. We have two of her songs to play tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, thank you, guys. Hey, did you hear about that jingle that I wrote for you?
I did. They told me that before, maybe a day ago or something, and I'm like, what? I got to hear it.
We opened the show with it.
I missed it. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, you'll have to send it to me on Facebook or if I could play it again sometimes. If you just tweet me when you're about to play it, and I'll have to tune in. Tonight I had to be on stage,
right,
and I was, cringing because I was missing the start of the show, and I thought, I wonder if they're going to play the jingle. So you did. Thank you for that. I hope you
have a
great
one. Hold on. Let me cue it up here.
All right. Hey, Josie. This is Brenda Best in Nashville, Tennessee. Congratulations on your 100th episode. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Pasentino is playing that song.
Oh, my gosh. That is pure brilliantness, Brenda.
Well, I was hoping Alan would put some mix in there, maybe make it a little bit of a rap country tune, but maybe we'll wait for that on the next time. We can't wait 100 more episodes, though. I think we're going to do it sooner. Let me concoct something for the next time, and I'll work it on it, all right?
Thank you. We'll
have a theme
please.
Song.
Did you like the theme song? That would be really cool for a theme song. Love it.
Hey, thank you, guys. It's an honor that you're playing my music, too. Thank you so much, and congratulations. I know you got more people calling for you, so I'd better let you go, and thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. It's our pleasure. Now, get back on stage and rock out.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye, Brenda. Thank you.
Bye,
everyone. Bye. Thanks.
Bye. Yay.
That is awesome.
Awesome. Now she's going to go back on stage and rock out.
Yeah, she's awesome. We love when she calls in.
We love Brenda.
All right, so we actually have some guests in the studio tonight, and one of those guests is Justin the Mystifier.
Oh, yeah.
And he has been waiting patiently to say hi to you, so we're going to go ahead and get him on the line.
All this time. Get him on.
So let's get Justin on. Justin, now you're on the line.
The Mystifier.
Hey, Josie. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. How are you?
Doing great. Well, I get the privilege and honor of not only being with you in the studio tonight to witness the 2-year anniversary, 100 episode, and hear all these phenomenal callers, but I'm also right now talking from the original Josie studio. That's right, I'm standing in the bathroom at your studio, so I hear you get good acoustics in here, so I just had to try it out.
I told you. See, people always ask me what I used to do in the bathroom. The acoustics in there is just pure brilliantness, okay?
Yeah, so you had a caller from the road, and now you got a caller from, the bathroom, so.
Exactly. And I just have to say, Justin, you are beyond amazing, and you guys brought a cake that is the coolest. Can I just mention that? You guys brought the coolest cake.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we came up here, and my manager put together a cake using the colors from the website. So we're going to get a picture of that and put it up. I'm going to post it on Twitter and stuff, and you guys can put it up too. But we made this cake that looks like a cupcake, like a giant cupcake. So happy 2-year anniversary, 100th show. I just want to give a shout-out too also for the people in the chat box and the people listening and the people that called in, because so many of the people that called in earlier today, people have also been past guests on my show, and you've helped me co-host my show a number of times. And so it's just amazing to hear all these people calling in tonight to help celebrate this event with you. And I'm glad to be a part of it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Not only did you call in, you came all this way to celebrate with us. And, I mean, the cake looks delicious. I'm seriously probably going to run downstairs and eat it all up after we're done with the show. So big kudos, and thank you so, so much. And we love you, Justin.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, you and I are always all about the after parties, so I'll let the other callers get some airtime, and we'll be chilling at the studio here and eating some cake and just listening to all the amazing callers call in. So thank you for everybody that's been a part of this so far.
Well, thank you. Exactly. We're going to be having our own party here. Justin, thank you so much once again for calling in.
Coming in.
And coming in. He's now entering the room. Oh. Hello.
Hey there, Jelsie. Nick OG in the house. Just wanted to say congratulations on your second year anniversary and your 100th episode. You guys can check me out at nico-g.com for some awesome music. And again, Jelsie, congratulations.
Oh, that's awesome. That's my wonderful uncle, who's just a phenomenal musician and singer in his own right. He's amazing. I love him, Nick OG. And so please check out all of his stuff.
Josie?
And, yes.
We have another caller, somebody you know very well, who is a big part of your new singing career. Are you ready?
All right, rock on. Let's do this.
Okay. Are you there, Malia?
Absolutely. I had to call my daughter, right?
Of course. Oh, how are you?
I am wonderful, and I have some wonderful news for you, my little friend. You are going to be smashing. I'm loving the melody you sent me. We've just about got it finished. It's being mastered, and we are now working on my favorite song. You know which one that one is? Life and Love is Tricky.
Oh, yeah, that one's going to be a fun one.
Oh, I'm having a blast in it, just doing melody for the guys to record it. It's just been a blast. I wish she could be here.
I know.
But I'm thinking at the end of November I'm sending for you, so I'm going to have to clear the slate towards the end of November, first part of December, girl, because we're ready, just about ready.
I am beyond excited. You have seriously been just so supportive with everything, and you're really pushing me forward, you know, and helping get my singing into gear, and you believe in me, and I just want to give a big thank you so much for believing in me enough to help me with my dreams. Thank you so, so much, and I can't wait to see, you know, how it all comes together. I'm going to be jamming my own CD.
I'm sure you will, and Tina will be happy to know I have a couple graphics coming her way shortly. We were talking about shadows and your picture and stuff, so we're working on something I think you might like. But it's coming together, and we'll definitely have that single out in January as we finish putting the album together. And you know what? You're going to be awesome. You're going to rock the house down.
Oh, beyond excited. This is so amazing. Malia, you're just... I love you.
I love you most, sis, as my granddaughter would say.
The cutest thing ever.
Absolutely. You've got more colors, sweeter. Big hugs. Big hugs from everybody from CME. We love you, Tina, family. You guys are our crew now, man. Love you so much. Take good care. Talk to you. Take good care, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much. Big, big hugs to you. We love you, Malia.
All right. Love you more. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah. Love it. That is
hey,
so wonderful.
Hey, this is Peanut the Squirrel saying congratulations to Josie.
Woo-hoo. Oh, goodness, our squirrely friend. How are you?
Josie, we have another caller.
Oh.
If you're ready.
Yes. Let's bring him.
Hi,
bring
Mr. Pat Melfi. Say hello.
Josie, how are you, my dear?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Happy anniversary there, young lady.
Thank you so, so much. I'm so, so excited to hear from you.
Special occasions for special girls, you know, got to stop by and say hi.
Oh, well, thank you so, so much. And I really want to spread the news for this because something phenomenal that you're doing, the Muse Art World Foundation. Can you please tell everyone about that? I want to spread the news about this.
Muse Art. Oh, yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
That's been an amazing project, and the team around that team is just amazing. But basically what we're going to do is we're going to go out to America, and we are going to raise millions and millions of dollars to privately fund music education in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take back the arts, the music, put it back in the hands of the American family. So we don't we're tired of the problem. It's time now for the solution. And I was doing some work the other day with my daughter. You know, she was inquiring about my dad, who was quite the little character. And I started rounding up some information for her about my dad, and I was quite taken back by the articles that he wrote in his various publications in his latter days of life before he passed on to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed at how much they were talking about this problem in the 1960s. What I was reading was like I was almost reading what was happening today. And I was like, holy cow, we haven't progressed at all as far as that problem is concerned. And it's time now for us to take care of business and get this under control. So we're excited about it. We got a lot of great team players. Got a website coming out next week, from what I'm told. All the stuff is happening. Twitter. Already got $800-some-odd, and we don't even have a PayPal account yet.
Wow, nice.
Yeah,
I was like,
holy cow, man. So people are excited about it. We're excited about it. We want to get some great programs out, see what happens there.
I am so excited about this, and I think this is just amazing. And I also, the Muse Art World Foundation, everyone, please check them out on Facebook. And I'm going to post all of the links and everything when your new website's up, and we got to spread the news about this.
Absolutely. More the merrier, and whatever we can do for you to spread your news, we'll cross-link you so we got everything going on the way it's supposed to. I got to get on a plane. I just wanted to drop by and say hi and happy anniversary to you.
Thank you so, so much for stopping by.
Oh, hey, thank you so much for all your hard work and for your special being. I love you, sister.
Thank you so much. I think you're fantastic.
Okay, we'll talk to you shortly.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Love it.
Bye, man.
Wonderful. Mr. Pat Melfi. Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Very fantastic. And you guys really have to check out this Muse Art World Foundation, M-U-Z-A-R-T World Foundation. Please check them out. Just type it in Facebook, and all the links should be there. Now I want to list some more people that were past guests on my show, phenomenal singers, songwriters, actors, actresses, everybody from everything. Here it is. Skylar, Tori Bigelow, Stephen Bloom, Jordan Mallory, Brooke Schur, Lynn Carey Saylor, Amanda Marsh, Jada Dreher, The Ivies, Amber Lilly, Nick Finaccio, Julianne Peterman, Tomorrow Depends, Alexa Dectis, Sarah Salve, Susie Ravik, Lydia Salnikova, Corey Jean Olson, Shane Fair, and Danny Flowers. And we're going to name some more off in a few. And we also have phenomenal music from past guests that we're going to play later. To tell you the complete truth, I have no idea what is in store because people are just popping up and I'm having so much fun with this. So I'm ready. What else we got going?
Well,
bring it on.
We're lucky enough to have yet another caller here on the line. So bring her on. This is one of your former guests. This is Heather. So let's go ahead and get her on.
Ooh.
Hello.
Hello, Heather.
Yes. Hi. How are you, Josie?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. Just wanted to say, call in and say congratulations on your big show tonight.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad you got to call in and chat with me. This is awesome.
Yeah.
awesome. Oh, good. It's awesome. So what's been going on with you? We need an update.
Well, I've been working on some new music. I'm actually getting ready to participate in a charity concert. I think I mentioned it when I called in before, but I was unsure if I was actually going to do it. It's called Batting for Betty, and there's the concert that evening is called Rock the Block, Rock the Walk, because it's a all weekend event meant to raise money for Susan G. Komen, and the charity softball game, a concert, and then a breast cancer walk. So everything's all together, and I'm actually going to be performing at the show on the 29th in Boston. So I'm really excited about that.
Sweet. That is awesome. Sounds like it's going to be so fun for just with a great cause. Like it.
Yes, it is. And it's so much bigger than it was last year. I mean, we have some amazing people that are going to be part of the show. The Funky Bunch, which, you know, if you're anybody's familiar with Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, Jimmy Marsh is a pretty big name up there in Massachusetts. Just, you know, some really good friends of mine, Shaman, Soul, who's my songwriting partner, and I will be on stage together. It's that plus the softball game and everything else is just going to be a really great weekend, I think.
I think so, too, and I think that is just amazing with everything that you're doing. And also, can you please give everyone the links to your website, too, so everyone can check it
Absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely. It's www.heather-music.com. And it's still a little bit in the works, so it's been revamped a little bit, but it's still getting touched up a bit. So it's not as updated as it should be, but please come by and visit. I'd love it.
Sweet. Everyone, check that out. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, you know what? It's so great to hear your voice, and we have to get you back on again.
Hey, oh, absolutely. Anytime.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you so much for taking time to call in and talk to me for a bit. Thank you.
I love you, Josie. Have a good night.
Love you, too. Bye.
All
you,
right.
too.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. That was the wonderful Heather Alvarez. She is just amazing, and she was also a past guest on Justin and Mystifier show as well. So, yeah, that's where we love this. We love all of our guests, and everyone, have you noticed every single person that is on our show is just, like, just so down-to-earth and sweet and, you know, just friends, and they're just amazing. I can't say enough about it. but so what's up now?
We are getting ready to, see if we can get on here. Okay. Oh, we are getting ready to play some more music here. So
let's do it.
Skylar, one of our former guests, was just so wonderful and so kind for him to go ahead and send in his song Stephanie for us to play tonight. So here is the song Stephanie by Skylar.
Rock on.
There's something about your wrists or your painted fingertips that keeps you on my mind. That ring that's in your lips, the flash of your bare hips makes me hope you're so inclined. And I don't care what your boyfriend would say or what my girlfriend thinks. They don't understand us anyway, we'll be long gone. Oh, ho, ho, Stephanie. I was thinking after school, maybe me and you would head on down to Mexico. While we swim the Rio Grande, maybe I can hold your hand and we can see where this thing goes. And I don't care what your
that was Stephanie by Skylar. I also want to mention a happy birthday shout-out to J1985 in the chat room, Janina, on October 16th. So super, super happy birthday to you, my friend.
And I just want to say one thing. I want to say one thing. This is for Josie, for old time's sake.
I like it. Thank you so much, Alan.
that is great right there. That brings back some good memories.
Do we have some more music?
Yeah, we have more music,
callers,
so we want to make sure that we
have
this music on.
They sent
it to a special, so we want to make sure we get it on here. So let's go ahead and do Susie McIntyre with Big Blue Sky. Here we go.
Yes! Woohoo!
Come on, baby, take a look outside. It's a big blue sky.
Love it, love it. Brilliantness. So here we got.
We're going to just keep going. We're going to keep going there. Yep.
Bring it on.
I am going to play another song so I can get to this caller. I see that there's a caller in there, and we're going to find out who that is. But before we do that, Courtney Darwin was a delight and went ahead and sent us her song, High Heels. So here we go. Here's the
Cool.
Got tagged in a photo on Facebook. It caught my eye, so I took another look. You were locking lips with some little obvious blonde. I clicked on her page, there you were again, in your bathing suit, soft tan, holding hands. Just what kind of business trip were you on? Let me tell you, she's got some pretty high heels to fill. Couldn't walk in them anyway. Cheap imitation ain't a better deal. I'm out here not looking back. No way to cover up my tracks. I swear on this letter, you'll miss me and you always will. She's got the pretty high heels to fill. Oh. I see your number flashing on my phone. Now you're freaking out cause you think I know. Gonna let you sweat it out till later on. Grabbed your stuff, threw it in the street. Toothbrush, laptop, suit, tight jeans. Your new friend can help you pick up cause I'm gone. You'll be sorry she's got some pretty high heels to fill. Couldn't walk in them anyway. Cheap imitation ain't a better deal. Just falls apart someday. I'm out here not
our wonderful show friend Courtney Darwin with her wonderful song High Heels. Yeah.
Yes, Josie, and we are super lucky. You have got a former guest that you absolutely love, and she just ran off of a plane.
Oh my goodness,
really? She's at the airport. I don't even think she's waiting to get her luggage yet, and she is on the line, and she is calling to talk to you, girl. So hang on. Here we go. We have Miss Laura Brina on the line.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, here we go. Hello, Laura.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I'm sorry, I just ran off the plane, so I hope I have reception. I'm sitting here waiting for my bags.
Okay, that is amazing. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, my God, of course. I was, like, so scared that I wasn't going to be able to make it because the flight was delayed, and then I was going to be on the plane for the rest of the beginning of the show, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to make it.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. We love you. I'm so glad that you got to call in.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you all for thinking of me. It's definitely my honor. I love you guys there. So thank you. Thank you again.
It's our honor. So what have you been up to? We want an update.
You know, I've been really crazy. You know, I'm finishing up some new music in the studio, so it's been really cool. It's definitely pushing the edge, as I like to do. It's got kind of some funk, rock, pop, but country, and it's kind of like my own, like, southern rock version kind of thing. But so we're really excited about it. And actually, you know what? Crazy as this sounds, I have been doing a lot of stuff with the Muay Thai Boxing League. So it's been really, really, really cool. Where I do my dance rehearsals, the owner of the gym, it's a Muay Thai gym, and they had asked me, hey, Laura, will you sing at this Muay Thai event we've got coming up? It's this world championship something something. And, of course, I was like, oh, my God, of course. I love them to death. They're so sweet. And so I get there, and it's kind of one of these things, have you ever done something in your career and you never, like, you didn't know how big it really was?
Yeah.
I get there, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's huge. There's, like, television and internet and newspapers and magazines all over the place. And there I am, and I'm singing, and I sing the national anthem, and it was such an honor, and it was also the Queen's birthday, and it was such a, it's so cool. And so now they've asked me to be a part of their events, and sing at a lot of different fights and different things, and they're like, well, we want you to come and represent us and whatnot. And I'm like, you do realize I'm the girliest girl you'll ever meet. Like, I like hairspray, and I like makeup, and I like clothes. And they're like, no, that's what we like. It's something completely different. So it's been really, really cool. I've been singing at all different events for them, and there's some definite cute fighters there. So, you know, being the single chick that I am, you know, it's nice to take a look at them.
Right.
But it's cool, too, because women, you know, women do it, too. So, you know, it's kind of like yay for women and cute boys and beautiful women, too.
Exactly. Well, that is awesome. You are keeping busy.
You know what? I definitely give, I give meaning to living the dream. I'm very blessed and very honored to be able to live it. And it's always, again, I always give a little salute to my, or a big salute to my men and women in uniform. So they allow me to live my dream and do it all across the nation and across the world. So thank you guys. Yeah. And thank you, lovely women, for what you do. So you're definitely heroes in my book.
Absolutely, me too. And I also, this is very random, but I need to mention, how are your birds doing?
The babies, they're the cutest.
Yeah.
They're doing so cute. Yeah. Actually, they're, Tyler's always talking and just crazy, crazy, and continues to, to learn new words and come up with things. So, of course, I need to watch my mouth. The other two are so much fun. I mean, all three of them are really, really great and a lot of fun. And definitely they're always there when I need a cuddle or I need a laugh. So I'm very blessed to have them as well. They're my kids. I mean, as my mom says, you know, when I die, I want to come back as one of Laura's birds. They're better taken care of than any human being will ever be. So, that's kind of fun. And that's there's more bird food in my house probably than there is human food. But, you know, they do say that you end up looking like your pet. So, I don't know, maybe my cockatoo, maybe my hair is as big as my cockatoo's feathers. I have no idea.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Well, give them a kiss for me, okay?
We'll do so. Absolutely.
Oh,
congratulations on your anniversary. That's so exciting.
Thank you so, so much. I'm a huge fan of yours, and just hearing that coming from
thank
you is
you
just
so much.
Amazing.
Well, I definitely would love to come back on and share some of this new music with you all, too.
Anytime. Just come in.
And it sounds like you all are doing fantastic, doing your anniversary and all that fun stuff. So congratulations to you guys. I know you're crazy busy and doing lots of celebrating, but I just want to thank you for having me and always being a fan. And I too am a fan of yours.
Thank you so much. And we're huge supporters of your music. So, you know, when all the great stuff comes out, you got to let us know, and we have to advertise those bad boys.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks again for calling in.
Oh my
we
God.
Love you.
We, meaning the babies and I, we love you guys, too. So thank you again for everything, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You, too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was the wonderful Laura Brina, who just is amazing, and we love her. We definitely have to get her back on the show because she was just phenomenal. But we have I'm going to list some more wonderful past guests that we've had. Alexandra Moore, Corey Sims, Shay Fisher, James McCollum Project, Maddie Bradshaw, the Carter Twins, Fernando Del Valle, Tamara Baldwin, staff of kckellyville.com, Mario Aguilar, Cassandra Lee, who is an amazing event coordinator. She taught me all the fun stuff. Dr. Sean Messonnier, Jennifer Mead, K. Cameron, Melissa Holland, Katie Salazar, Eric Davenport, Nicole Johnson, Marissa Lander, and Nico G. Haley Bart, Gary Bender, Linda Criddle from Look Both Ways, Madonna Nash, who called in, songwriter Ben Crane, Graham Colton for his song Best Days, which was featured on American Idol, and he's just phenomenal. Amanda Ply, Diana Corcoran, Lisa Barrett from the Best Country Song Competition, Jay Kell, Cody Provost, Courtney Darwin, Scott Isbell, Justin the Mystifier, who's in our studio. Hi! He's like, hey! Which we're going to be enjoying that cake later. Cakes on the Brain, Danielle Lowe, Brandon Wiley, Dreama, Patton Melfi, Charlie Helmick, Polly Carmen, Adam Johnson, Brian Desvereaux, Stephen D., Annalise Collette, Paul London, and Dylan Dixon. Should I continue? All right. Lauren Rainey, who was a show combination with Top 5 Gone Wild's Stephen Rummy. Lori Greco, Love and Theft, another combined interview with Top 5 Gone Wild's Stephen Rummy. Zoe Myers, Ellie Mae Kay, Heather Alvarez, Rick Cuevas, Sean Ash, Seven Horses, Levi Riggs, Arvell, and the family. Seven Prophets, Gary Michaels, Maggie Young, Jason Terry, another combo interview with Top 5 Gone Wild, The Sierras Band, Jesse Bryant, Brenda Best, Pamela K. Ward, Janani, Broad River Band, that was Cowboy Bob, Ivory Tower Project, which was Mark Regula, Scott Nickel, Lou Marklin, Corey Lamb, and Stan Silver. We've had a lot of guests who just are just so great and such great people. So please make sure you go into the archives section, the archives tab, and you can see all these great guests and see their links and everything and check out their music. Most of them are on iTunes and CD Baby and all other fun stuff. Very, very easy to do. So please check that out. Also, some more Josie Show fun facts that you guys might not know. The Josie Show website was written from scratch using Windows Notepad, with the exception of the chat room, forums, and photo gallery, which are scripts heavily modified using Windows Notepad to fit into the website. And obviously, you know that Alan wrote that sentence because I have no idea what any of that stuff meant. But yeah, very cool information. Also, the Josie Show, another one from Alan, website is made up of 4,114 files, 210 folders, and 171 megabytes of disk space, not including the database, which is 120 megabytes in size. I have no idea what I just said. And also, in the 100 episodes, only two have ever had to be edited after the live show for the archives. One due to a naughty person, bed caller, and a techie problem. When it's live, and Justin knows this too with his show, when it's live, you never know what the heckle could happen. So, who knows? Also, the Josie Show mascot is Peanut the Squirrel, which you usually get to hear, and he is what you guys don't know. He is a real squirrel who lives in Delray Beach, Florida, with Alan and eight other squirrels. Naturally, Ellen does her voice on the show. However, all the squirrels listen to each episode and are actual fans of myself and the show. They also love the country music that we have on, so very cool. Also, with the Josie Show website gets over 20,000 hits per month and uses over 60 gigabytes of bandwidth on a normal month. The most bandwidth ever used was for an episode with Nicole Anderson, who is from Mean Girls 2, and Jonas on Disney Channel, and Danica Holmes. We broke 350 gigabytes of bandwidth in 3 hours. And the most the chat room can hold is 300 people, which was reached with guests Nicole Anderson and Danica Holmes, and all 50 phone lines were also in use. So that was hectic. Almost as hectic as this one, too. We've been getting crazy. But let's see. I think we have another caller. Let's try to unmute.
We do.
We got to
love the mute button. You got to love it.
Got to love
all
it.
All right. So we have got a special caller on the line for you,
Yay. Someone
that you work very closely with on a daily basis. You know that wonderful show, Josie's Hard Country, that you were talking about earlier today?
Yeah, well,
here is the gentleman who runs this entire network. Are you ready?
Mr. Southern Star himself.
It is Mr. Southern Star himself. Here we go. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Michael?
What are you doing, girl? What are you doing?
I'm talking my brains out. How are you?
Well, if you keep rattling off all your guests, it's probably going to be a four-hour show.
Yes. That would be – I'm okay with that. I am definitely okay with that. But I just – I have to say I love working on the Southern Star Network. So please, can you tell everyone about the show and about the network for everyone out there that doesn't know yet? They should know.
Yeah, sure. The Southern Star is the largest independent artist site in the world now. We're the second most listened viewed site in the world in China. We are on syndicated in 19 countries and 168 terrestrial FM stations all over the world. And we've got a bunch of shows on right now, but I'm not going to get much into it. Just check it out. If you like it, fine. If you don't, hey, go listen to something else, man, you know?
Exactly. And it's thesouthernstar.org. And there are great shows. So please check it out. And, Michael, I'm so glad you got to call in.
Well, you know, here you go. You've got you've done 100 episodes. You've been on the air for 2 years. You're 16 years old and in a recording deal. What the hell are you going to do next?
I have no idea. I might start a clothing line or something. Or, you know, a perfume line or, you know, I'm never going to stop working.
I think you should run for president.
I agree. I should. You heard it here first.
Yeah, really. Okay, sweetheart, I love you. Tell hi to everybody there. And I just want you to know that I moved all my stuff into the bathroom so I could make this call.
You know what? That is just the most amazing thing that I've probably ever heard in my life. Michael, thank you so much. And I love working with you. And, you know, I just love Josie's Hard Country. Thank you for, you know, believing in me enough to, you know, help me out. And you're just amazing.
Well, honey, you say at the end of every show you do for us. You know, what's your clothes again? Help me out here.
It doesn't matter how old you are. Only you can make your dreams come true.
I knew I could make you say it again. Talk to you later.
You know, it's a great saying. I'm going to make a T-shirt with that saying on it.
Okay, baby. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Thank you.
We're gone.
Oh, all right. That was the amazing... Mr. Michael McCormick from the Southern Star Network. Mr. Southern Star himself, that's what I like to refer to him as because he's just brilliant. And he's so great because he, you know, helps people out, you know, make their dreams come true. And he's just a great guy. And I hope you guys check out www.thesouthernstar.org. Not only is it, you know, just, you know, four wonderful shows, but, I mean, there's everything. Six new stories a day, everything. I mean, you don't know what is on this site until you can go on there. It has everything. So please check it out right now. I'm going to continue with my Josie's fun facts. Oh, blooper. So let's see. Where did I leave off? So the most people ever to be on the website at one time was 650 people, again, with the Nicole Anderson and Danica Holmes show. Hectic show. Loved it. It was so much fun. Myself and my crew are actually friends with several of the guests on the show. We have tons of guests that are just such great, fantastic people all around. Like Justin here, you were a guest on the show, I believe. I think that's how it started. I think that's how I found you, maybe. I was on, right. I was on his show first. Yeah, and then the crossover show and everything. And like I said, you know, you really become, you know, close friend relationships with, you know, people that come on your show and when you go on their show. And we've been lucky that we've ran into a lot of great people. And Justin will agree, too. He's friends with a lot of his past guests as well. So
many of our joint friends have called in tonight.
Yeah, a lot of joint – yeah, exactly. A lot of joint people were as well. Yeah, exactly, exactly. So it's really a fun thing. And so let's see. And Tina, my mom, everyone already knows this. I can't just say producer. She's my mother. We love her. She's my momager. We that is a new urban. That yeah, beautiful. Tina, my mom, she does most of the booking for each episode. Some episodes have 6 or 7 guests who want to be on, and she has to narrow it down, arranging some to be on upcoming shows. It's true, because, you know, she's just so fantastic at booking guests that we've been booking like crazy lately, and we've been getting some that, you know, on the same day, and then we have to be like, okay, can you come this day? But we do try to get everybody on, and people have been coming to us, and lately, which I think is so, like, crazy. I think that's awesome. So I've been having fun with that, just talking my head off and meeting people. And also, all audio and video used on the show is remastered by the stream by Alan. It gets remastered due to the lower quality of the stream compared to the original quality of the media files, and the process for audio takes only minutes, and video can take several hours each. Very cool. And I'm, like, losing my voice now. And also, it generally takes 3 days to put together one episode of the show. That is true. What people don't know is, yeah, it is a live show, and, you know, people probably think that I come on here and just talk, but there's a lot of preparation that goes into a show, you know, a lot of research. You got to know a lot about the guest, and you got to, you know, listen to music, most of which when I do, I fall in love with them, like, instantly. And so it takes a lot. So 3 days is very accurate. I have done the show live every week, never missed a week since the show began. The number of episodes compared to the number of weeks is off due to gaps between the shows in the beginning and a night change of when the show airs live. And also, I've done the show while I was ill and with laryngitis. I am always working. The show must go on. Sometimes when I'm feeling cruddy and I'm sick, I have to still pull it together. That's what happens. But let's see.
Well, ooh. And you know what? It is so funny, Josie, that you mentioned that the show must go on because
what?
Your former guest, Mr. Rick Cuevas, is a doll, and he went ahead and sent us one of his songs, and his song is titled The Show Must Go On.
Are you serious?
I didn't even know that.
Oh, I know. Usually I would do a segue on purpose. But
I wasn't even on purpose, so I couldn't even help myself. I just had to go straight to it. So here it is. All right, so here we go. Rick Cuevas, and we're going to thank him. He sent us The Show Must Go On. Here it is.
Thank you, Rick. Here it goes.
So the curtain comes down, the show still goes on in places. So the people have seen it, there will always be new faces like you, and who knows who. And the show must go on, like a sunrise every dawn. And the show must go on, even before we'll be right back.
Awesome. That was Rick Cuevas with The Show Must Go On. So let's see, what else do we got going on?
We are lucky enough to have some more music, so
yeah.
We are going to keep this party going, you know that. Brenda Best sent us some music as well, so
and
let's go ahead.
She should be rocking out now on that stage.
That's it. She should be on the stage already. You got it. So here's Brenda Best with A New Me.
It's a new priority. I've taken care of everybody else. Somewhere I forgot about myself. Well, now it's my turn. Yes, it's my turn to turn my life around. Spin it all the way all around. It's a new year, a new me. I deserve to feel better than I used to feel. A new
Justin. So yeah, we're booking guests while we're doing this. So yeah, brilliantness. Love it. So now I want to mention the huge lineup of shows here at JosieShow.com that we have in October. Oh my goodness. Okay. In October we have.
Josie, since we don't have much time left, somebody just called in.
Oh.
We're waiting
okay.
to see who it is. So,
all right. I think she's getting screened. They're getting screened, so we'll figure that out. But first I want to do our quick lineup of shows. How much time do we have left, Alan? Seven minutes.
Seven minutes.
All right, so really quick I want to announce In October, we have No-No, Artie Rodriguez, returning show friend Danica Holmes, Malia McKinney, seven-time lottery winner Richard Lustig, S. Denise Nguyen, Adam Wayne Wallenberg, D-Rock, Ronnie Ganey, Danny Fajon, Kenny Gilham, oh goodness, turn page, and we're currently working on November as well. We have Michaela Todd, Blair Lavore, Colleen Adams, a member from Empowered Youth, Kingston, who we had them on when they were the Carter Twins. Now we're going to do an update with them. That's Kingston, Nubia, and Megan Bundy. Also, and so far for December, we have Noise in the Basement. So very excited. It's a huge lineup of guests. If you want to check out their videos and everything, just go to www.josieshow.com, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, every Friday. So let's see. We have another caller. We have only like 6 minutes.
We do have another caller, and
yeah.
We came out of the studio to be able to give you a quick call. So let me go ahead and see if I can't get their mic on here.
Oh, yes.
This is Mr. Pauly Carmen. Hello, Paul, are you there?
Oh, my goodness. How are you, Josie?
Oh, my goodness. How are you? I'm doing great.
I'm just fine, thank you. And I'm in the studio. We're in the studio with Champagne. We're wrapping up the album called The Kind. This is a new project that's coming out, but it hit me. I'm supposed to call Josie tonight. It's her 100th episode and 2 years. Oh, my goodness. Congratulations, you.
Thank you so much, and congrats with everything you're doing. I can't wait to check out the new music. We got to get you guys back on so we can advertise that.
Absolutely. You know, we'll jump on whenever you want to jump on and chat a little bit. And you're awesome. We're sending our love. There's 11 of us here. We're sending love to you from Champagne.
That is awesome.
We're in the studio. The new album is called The Kind, and it's coming out, as I mentioned, probably the top of spring. So,
awesome.
For 2012. And we just wish you continued success, and you're so awesome. You are something else. We really loved and doing the interview with you before and everything like that. We just want to say, hey, keep going, girl.
You guys are awesome, and thank you so much for taking the time to call. That's so cool.
Oh, not a problem. We would not get in touch with you, okay? Okay.
Good.
So you take care. Much love to your audience. They were very kind to me when I was on with you the last time, and you spun a couple of tunes that we had done. And this next album is going to be really, really great. If they could go to www.champagneband.com, champagne spelled like the city, CHAMPAIGN, the band, champagneband.com.
Awesome. And we're going to actually post that.
Sweet.
We're going to post that, actually, for easy access. We'll make sure we do that.
Okay. Good deal.
Awesome.
Congrats to you.
Thank you.
Hey, hey,
thank
everybody.
Thank you so much.
Hey.
Hey. Hey, guys. That's awesome.
We're going to run, but we knew we had to call you and just say, hey, all righty. Congrats, girl.
All right. You guys rock.
Thank you so much, Josie.
Thank you. Talk to you guys soon.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Woohoo. Awesome, awesome. That was Pauly Carmen with Champagne. They're all getting everything done, and I'm so excited for their album to release. We're definitely going to get them back on so we can advertise their new album and everything that's going on. Please make sure you check out their site. Champagne.
We got 3 minutes left in the show.
We are down to 3 minutes. Well, you know what, everyone? Thank you guys so much for celebrating our 100th episode and our 2-year anniversary. Big kudos. Also, I want to really, really thank all of our show friends like Justin who came down. And, I want to thank you guys so much. And also, I want to also give you guys, I just want to let you guys know that how much I appreciate my crew. Tina Marie Pastantino, my mom, who is my wonderful producer and booking agent. I mean, huge list that helps me. And also our wonderful web designer, Alan. These two are just amazing, and they help me out so much. So big applause to them. Big applause. No, we have 2 minutes left.
Yeah, not going to chat. Okay,
wow.
So,
and
well,
tune at
least
this
will be on archive. I'm not exactly
more music.
Sure if they can hear us in the chat room. It looks like our...
Well, they can still hear us on the Blog Talk Radio.
Yes,
so.
It looks like our live stream went off air here. Hopefully
but
somebody will try to get it on. We still have about 2 minutes left of the show.
Yes.
So,
we
why don't you go ahead and type in the chat room and let everybody know that our live stream just went down, and if they just hang on and be patient, we'll try and get it on here in the next 2 minutes. But, you know, things happen. It could have been worse. It happened in the middle of the show. So we are thankful for this. But anyways, we do want to go ahead and thank everybody so much for calling in. It was just overwhelming to have so many wonderful people call in and say hello. So we certainly want to say a great shout out to everybody and thank them very much for doing that. And thank everybody very, very much for tuning in. It was a fantastic night.
I'm going to get some cake.
And yes, Justin and his crew here came and they brought us a cake. And the cake is shaped like a cupcake and is all decorated and pretty.
It's
like justified.
It's
a pretty birthday cake. Yeah, it's great. Some great looking candles. We cannot wait. So we're going to get to that. That's for sure.
We're done in 90 seconds. And
I
just want to say, everyone, thank you guys so much. If you guys are listening to our archives, thank you guys so much for tuning in, all of our live listeners and everyone in the chat room. And thank you guys so much for just giving me such joy on the air and you guys calling in and participating and being so supportive of me and everything that I'm doing and actually listening. And I think that's so great, and I appreciate it. And many, many more years, okay? So please just keep listening to us and I'm very excited. We're going to get cut off any minute. So thank you guys so much, and please tune in next Friday. Love you guys so much. Talk to you guys soon. Bye. Joseph Fazantino signing out. Yeah.